I've been a throw up the sex in a and I can put you in. And I can put you in. I can put you in. I can see the whole city from this balcony. Back in 2019, I was outside freely, but now they got it out for me. I don't care what frat that you was in, you can't out for me. Keep dreaming. Pineapple juice, I give a sweet, sweet, sweet semen. I know what they like, so I just keep cheesing. Hard drive full of heat seeking. Tryna come the same day as Jack rethinking. You don't need Givenchy, you need Jesus. Why do y'all sleep on me? I need reasons. I got plaques in the mail peak season. Shout out to my UPS workers, making sure I receive it. You could do it too, believe it. I've been a throw up the sex in a.
Well, how's it going, everybody? This is 91.5 WMFO Medford Radio. This is First Class with Peter and Jared.
There we go, Peter. I'm here. First Class with Peter and Jared. Excuse me, Peter and Jared. Episode 2 coming at you. It is 2 a.m. on a beautiful Friday morning. Welcome to 91.5 WMFO Medford. We got a great list of songs coming up for you today. More of a hip-hop playlist than we had last week, but we think you will enjoy it. We're starting off with Purple by Nas.
Light it up. Light it up. The whole city is mine, pretty as dawn. I don't like the way P. Diddy did shine with different lawyers. Why it's mentioned in my rhymes bucket, it's just the intro. Hate it or love it, like it, bump it or dump it. Writing across the stomach, spell godson. Life is like a jungle black, it's like the habitat of Tarzan. Matter of fact, it's harder than most can imagine. Most of my niggas packed in correctional facilities. Half of them passed on, max strong, couple of shots. Made a ghost leave a body, now they haunting the block. Where they used to stand at, somebody's taking a place. A younger man perhaps, hand slaps, can't understand that same walk, same talk. I wonder, can that be possible? A thug dies, another step inside his shoes, and they will hurt you. Laying low with a bottle, I'm blowing circles. My state of mind, purple. Y'all just wanna deal with drama. Talk about niggas who got things. Y'all ready to kill his mama. Everything you into is underworld related. You sell your man out, not even your girl is sacred. You don't trust his soul, hold up. You molded soldiers to pull guns quick and always look behind the shoulder. Figure up how many dudes died trying to be down with you. Everybody's under 6 feet of ground but you. Still standing, still roaming through the streets, that's real. You a survivor, knowing all the beef is ill. You got a bunch of thugs with you even now that's ready, trusting your judgment. Quick to put it down, they deadly. The hood love you, but behind your back they pray for the day. A bullet hit your heart, an ambulance and take you away. That ain't love, is hate. Think of all the mothers at waste whose sons you've killed and you ain't got a cut on your face. Unmarked police cars roam the streets hard, the heat is gone. Somebody tell these shorties reach for the stars. Instead they tell them how to reach through the bars. Holding a mirror, looking down, a tear in jail, making weapons to kill you. We smoke three tokes, nigga, pour more Henny. He sighs with eyes that seen a war too many. Cold-blooded murderers, universal. Hood to hood, blowing smoke, state of mind is purple.
Light up, light up, light up, light it up, light it up, light it up,
light it, light it, These hot heads.
headed youngsters, always getting in trouble. Reactive before thinking, they're easily irritated, and murders premeditated. It's a fact that we sinking when we should be climbing. In a nutshell, it's just jail. Drug sales, liquor, and diamonds. Niggas rewinding instead of moving forward to blow up. So what's the science? People shouting, police pushing the crowd, and on the grounds a young soldier with meat hanging out him. Am I hallucinating off the hazing, or did I just see a nigga shoot another nigga's face? It's an ugly nation. Cops circle the block with mugshots, photograph pictures of suspect faces. It's usually two or three niggas who innocent, but if they lock the wrong ones up, then someone a snitch. A divided force strategy. They aren't fair. I dig in my bag of weed that's covered with orange hair. This color purple, I make whoopee give me the pussy. A silly Oprah and Danny Glover got to feel me. This is how I escape the madness. Too much of anything will hurt you, so my state of mind's all purple.
Yeah, let's take them back. Coming up, I was confused. My mommy kissing a girl. Confusion occurs coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing, check out my melody. I wanna live good, so shit, I sell dope for a four finger ring. One of them gold ropes. Nana told me if I pass, I get a sheepskin coat. If I can move a few packs, I get the hat. Now that'd be dope. Tossed and turned in my sleep that night. Woke up the next morning, niggas have stole my bike. Different day, same shit, ain't nothing good. In the hood, I run away from this bitch and never come back if I could. Needed a love it, the underdog's on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead, envy me, I'm Raps MVP. And I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Needed a love it, the underdog's on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead, envy me, I'm Raps MVP. And I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Nick!
On the grill of my lowrider, guns on both sides, right above the gold wires. I 4-5 them, kill a nigga on my song and really do it. That's the true meaning of a ghost rider. 10 G's to take your daughter out of Air Forces. Believe you me, homie, I know all about losses. I'm from Compton, where the wrong colors be cautious. One phone call, I had your body dumped in Marcy. I stay strapped like car seats, been banging since my little nigga Rob got killed for his Barclays. That's 10 years, I told Poo in 95, I'll kill you if you try me for my Air Max 95s. Told Banks when I met him, I'm a ride, and if I gotta die, I'd rather homicide. I ain't had 50 cent when my grandmama died. Now I'm going back to Cali with my Jacob on. See how time fly.
Needed a love with the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead, envy me, I'm Raps MVP. And I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Needed a love with the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead, envy me, I'm Raps MVP. And I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
From the beginning to the end, lose is lose, win is win. This is real, we ain't got to pretend. The cold world that we in, it's full of pressure and pain. Enough of me, nigga, now listen to gang.
Used to see 5-0 throw the crack by the bench. Now I'm fucking with 5-0, it's all starting to make sense. My mom's happy, she ain't gotta pay the rent. And she got a red bow on that brand new Benz. Waiting on shot money to land, sitting in the range. Thinking how they spent $30 million on airplanes when his kid's starving. Pockets going and Brenda still throwing babies in the garbage. I wanna know what's going on, like I hear Marvin. No school books, they use that wood to build coffins. Whenever I'm in the booth and I get exhausted, I think, what if Marie Baker got that abortion?
I love you, Ma. Needed a love with the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead, envy me, I'm Raps MVP. And I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Needed a love with the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead, envy me, I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
That was a great song. Hate it or love it. Who's that by, Jared? I forget.
That is The Game, legend of the 2000s. Not that I actually know very many of his songs, but that's a great one.
Of course, he made a song with too. Kanye, I know that.
He
that
did
was
make
pretty
a song
recent.
With Kanye.
Yeah, we're doing some 90s, a bit of 90s rap today. So 2 weeks ago was our first show. We did a lot of rock music. We had some pretty cool people call in. I'm hoping that Caesar Williams calls back again. He was from... Where is he from, Jared?
I believe he was from Akinfenwa, Sierra Leone.
A beautiful city.
Yeah, I agree. I really am hoping for Caesar Williams' callback today. But even if he doesn't, we have a great playlist lined up for you guys. Some 90s rap, some 2000s, some more recent stuff. Mostly hip-hop, but trust me, a great selection of songs that I think rivals our first episode last week. You should be prepared for this every week. We got some bangers.
Yeah, also shout out the Boston Bruins. They're 10-1. This is their best start in franchise history. So you guys can't see me, but I'm in a Bruins jersey.
Yeah, and he could not wait to say that. Unfortunately, many in the area think that the Bruins might be a little fraudulent.
Nobody said that. It's only you.
It's just what I've been hearing, you know, around the block.
No.
Really, the word on the street is it's all crashing down.
Yeah, we'll see.
Anyways, we have a great show planned for you tonight. Stay tuned. We'll be back to talk your ear off at 91.5 WMFO. This is First Class with Jared and Peter. Next up, we have a classic. I say that a lot. I think I said that like 5 times last show, but it is Brooklyn's Finest by Jay-Z featuring the Notorious B.I.G.
Okay, I'm reloaded. You motherfuckers think you big time? Fucking with Jay-Z, you gonna die big time. Here come the pain.
Jigga, bigger, nigga, how you figure?
Yeah, yo, peep the style and the way the cops sweat us. The number one question is, can the feds get us? I got vendettas and dice games against ass betters and niggas who pump wheels and drive jetters. Take that with ya.
Hit ya, back split ya. Fuck fist fights and lame scuffles. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle. Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most hated,
can't fade it. While y'all punk Billy, I run up and stunt silly. Scared, so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packs the Mac Millie. Squeezed off on him, left the paramedics breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mouth ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700s, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelets, it's frostbit. Rings two, niggas riding away, call me igloo sticks.
Who? Motherfucker.
Where you from?
Brooklyn going out for all.
Marcy.
You don't stop.
Best
you won't stop.
Nigga.
Big smalls, nigga, shit your drawers. Brooklyn, represent y'all. Hit your forge, you crazy. Think a little bit of rhymes can play me. I'm from Mars, see, I'm varsity chump, you JV.
Trigger
Jay-Z.
Nigga, baby, my Bed-Stuy flows malicious. Delicious, fuck three wishes. Made my road to riches. From 62's gym stars, my mom's dishes. Graham chopping, police van docking. D's at my doors knocking.
Keep rocking, no more mister. Nice guy, I twist your shit. The fuck back with the pistols, blazing. Hot like Cajun, hotter than even holding work at the Days Inn. With New York plates outside,
get about it in. Fuck your ride.
Keep your hands high, shit gets steeper. Here comes the Grim Reaper, Frank Wright. Need the keys to your innkeeper.
That's right.
Chill, homie. The bitch in the Shoney's told me you're holding more drugs than the pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the place and hit 6 shots just in case.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn going out to all.
Crown Heights.
You don't stop.
Brownsville. Where we from?
Brooklyn going out to all.
Bushwick.
Bushwick. You don't stop.
Fort Greene.
You won't stop.
Niggas.
Yeah. From 9-6. The only MC with a flu. Yeah, I rhyme sick. I be what you're trying to do. Made a fortune off Peru. Extra dyke, China white, hair on. Nigga, please, like short sleeves, I bear wrong. Stay out away from here on.
Clear.
Gone.
Me and Gutter had 2 spots. The 2 for $5 hits the blue tops. Gotta go, Coolio mean it's getting too hot. If they have twins, she probably have 2 pots.
Get it?
Time to separate the pros from the cons, the platinum from the bronze, that butter soft shit from that leather on the fawns. A S1 diamond from my I-class dome, a Chardon sipper from a rosé, nigga, huh? Brooknum, sippin' on
Cristal forever, play the crib when it's mink weather. The mafia keep cannons in they Mark Buchanan's. Usually quattro cinco, the shell sink slow, tossin' ya. Mad slugs through your Nordic, I'm warning ya.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn going out to all.
Flatbush,
You don't stop.
Red Hook,
that's right.
You won't stop,
nigga.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn going out to all.
East New York, East New York.
You don't stop.
Clinton Hill,
You won't stop,
nigga.
All right, Jared, what did we just listen to?
That was Brooklyn's Finest by Jay-Z, one of my favorites. Trading bars on that one, but we have a segment now. Me and Peter are going to do a little fantasy draft.
Yeah, Jared. Top 5 Boston sports moments ever. Number 1.
A topic that's quite passionate and a big part of my heart, as you may know. But the number 1 Boston sports moment of all time came in 2014.
I gotta disagree with you there, but that's up there. But I thought you were surely gonna pick something else.
I can change my pick if I can cut you off.
No,
take
go
your
ahead.
Number
no,
one
you
pick.
Locked it. You locked number one.
I don't know
you
if locked I locked number one.
Come on, you locked number one.
I think I have to change my pick. I haven't locked it.
If anybody is listening out there, tell
subtract,
me if you locked number one.
Subtract 10 years.
Oh, you locked number
subtract
one. That's
10
so
years from 2014. When the Red Sox came back,
man,
from 0-3 down against the New York Yankees, the greatest comeback in the history of all of sports, and they won the World Series that year. That, breaking the curse of the Bambino, is the number one sports moment in Boston history. I tricked you. I knew that was going to be my first moment the whole time.
That's not true. You're such a liar. All right, fine. You got number one. That's an excellent number one. I mean, you know, I'm angry because they hate you when you're up, so I hate you because I ain't you. Like, that's a good pick. I got to say, that was my number one. I'm going to call an ad lib. It wasn't in 2014, neither was in 2016.
That
28-3 at the end of the Brady suspension deflategate. Friggin' stupid suspension Goodell handed out. Brady on his revenge tour. The play from Garoppolo, too, in those early games just made it so fun to watch. Brady goes out, absolutely kills it. And just leads us to a Super Bowl victory. We steamroll the playoffs, and it's just magnificent.
And you know what they say? That is the second greatest comeback in sports history. So,
yeah, all right. You got number one.
Number two,
you got number one.
But a
like,
valid number two.
It's not that close to, like, it's a pretty close one and two. I'd say the impressiveness of 28-3 as well as 2004 03 comeback are pretty equal.
I don't know. Neither
had ever been done.
I think coming back when there's two outs in the bottom of the ninth of a series where you're down 0-3 and no one has literally ever come back from
down
0-3.
All right, sure. You're down 25.
But it has to be one in a trillion. Yeah. It's got to be one in a trillion.
Dude.
The things that have to go right for you to come back from that are more impressive than the things that have to go right for you to come back 28-3, but I'm conceding that that's the second greatest comeback of all time.
Dude, nobody loves the Dave Roberts slide more than me. But all I'm saying is 28-3, down 25... to come back and rally from that, I mean, you just look at the things that had to happen. The Edelman catch, the Hightower like sack, fumble, friggin' both the two-point conversions, and then us winning the toss, going down the field, killing it in overtime. People forget, like, there's a dropped interception by the Falcons in the end zone.
I agree.
I think it's equal. I don't think it's equal.
I think one of them is impossible, and the other one was slightly less impossible.
All right, give me your second pick.
All right, number two, I'm going to stick with the fake out. Definitely wasn't going to be my first pick. 2014, the interception on the goal line, Malcolm Butler. truly one of the most shocking moments in sports history, and another title for Brady in the year that they said he was done. That's really the most important part. They wrote him off after week four. They said he should retire. I heard he was going to fall off a cliff. And there they were yet again, another championship, and it just kept going after that. Really, that was the moment that the second part of the Patriots dynasty began.
Yeah, I like that pick. That's a good pick, Jared.
But I think I know what your next pick is going to be. I have a couple ideas.
You know what it's going to be.
Go ahead.
The 2011 Boston Bruins Stanley Cup championship, baby. The greatest championship. It was a Stanley Cup drought 30-plus years for the Boston Bruins. We'd lost a bunch of Game 7s in the 2000s. All of a sudden, we have this young team. We got Marchand, we got Bergeron, we got Lucic, we got Tim freaking Thomas, we got Krejci, we got Horton, Seidenberg, Chara, Nathan McQuaid, Adam McQuaid. It was just a beautiful team. Sean Thornton, just all-around aggressiveness. And just to go through that year, beat the Canadiens in 7, our biggest rivals, who had beat us in a Game 7 a couple years earlier, to go through to redeem our 0-3 fumble in 2010 against the Flyers, and then to win in 7 also against both the Lightning and ultimately in against the Canucks at home in Vancouver is just absolutely spectacular. And the Bruins only cup since the early 70s, so that's my number two moment.
I thought you would say that, but I'm glad that you said that because you gave me an easy number three pick right here. And since you kind of included an entire playoff run, I feel like I can do the same. The 2013 Red Sox, perhaps the most important title in the history of the city. And disclaimer, me and Peter were both born after 2000, so we're not really qualified to talk about anything that happened before that.
Yeah, we're not talking about much before, like, we've really seen happen.
But 2013, after the Boston Marathon bombing, the city rallied together. The idiots, well, not the idiots, the idiots part two, really, the bearded idiots, came together and led one of the most improbable last to first place finishes of all time. The Ortiz Grand Slam could have been number one on this list in its own right. One of the most epic moments, regardless of city, in the history of sports. And then so many classic moments, the Victorino Grand Slam, the Victorino Triple, and then to finish it off, first home World Series victory in, at that point, almost 100 years, to clinch it at home with Uehara on the mound and Boston Strong on the jerseys. Hard to beat that one. Could have been number one.
Could have definitely not been number one, but it's still an excellent number three pick, Jared. I'm a bit lost on a number three here. You got some of my sleepers that I guess I underestimated how good they were.
You want a hint?
No. And I know who you think, what you think I should say.
Unicorns! Show ponies!
Oh!
Where's the beef?
Unicorns! Show ponies! Where's the beef?
That's your quarterback.
Yeah.
He's back.
I thought you wanted me to say the Celtics.
Brady's back.
But I just didn't see. All right. You know what? I got to say 2008 Celtics at number three, and I hate to say it. I really do, because I honestly am not a big basketball fan. But in terms of Boston sports moments, I have to give the respect where the respect is due. You can't overlook a championship like that. The big three we got. It was just I'm not a big Celtics fan. I can't even talk about this much. And, like, my haters know that. But at the end of the day, it's a Boston sports conversation, and they belong up there. So number three is 2008 Boston Celtics NBA championship.
Yeah, and I want to keep the sports variety going. I could easily pick another Patriots championship. And I thought about picking, you know, the moment that Brown and Tatum made it to the NBA Finals.
Oh, I would have hated that. I would have hated that. I would have hated
that. An all-time moment, but equally important, and maybe not on the biggest scale, though, when Isaiah Thomas dropped 54 points on the Washington Wizards in a playoff game on the anniversary of what his sister's birthday would have been, was an all-time moment for the city of Boston and the Boston Celtics. And it was a moment that anyone who watched that, they would never have forgotten. It was an unbelievable series. The Wizards were wearing black and pretending it was a funeral. They went on a 24-0 run in the game in D.C., which I attended. It was brutal. But Isaiah Thomas came up when it mattered. The King in the Fourth. He lived up to that nickname to the fullest. And the and-one jump shot with Markieff Morris fouling him in overtime to give him 50 points is one of the greatest put the team on your back moments in the history of the city.
Jared, I'm going to go out and tell you that's not even the best moment of those playoffs.
Oh, really?
Kelly Olynyk, 14 points in Game 7 in the fourth quarter against the Washington Wizards. The most clutch NBA playoff performance in NBA history. Kelly Olynyk. It was. I don't know if you watched that live, but I sure did.
I did watch that live. You can't put that over the
Dude,
man.
Every time he had the ball
his,
in your hands,
playing
every,
for his family.
Every time he had the ball in his hands, he was going to score a point.
But
and that's what I love to watch.
I think you need to acknowledge that wow, incredible was
won
maybe,
us the series.
Maybe,
game seven.
Maybe 14 points in the fourth quarter of a game they were already winning. Whereas Isaiah Thomas scored 54 to literally carry.
54 including
carry.
Jared, go ahead.
Carry.
Tell me what 14 times 4 is.
He had 25 points that game, though. He didn't have 14 in every quarter. He didn't have 30 points that game. He didn't. But Isaiah had 54.
No, but, like, the impact. Like, they call IT the king of the fourth.
He was.
Oh, we got a phone caller. Hang on. Hey, how's it going?
Peter is screening the caller currently.
Why did you turn me off? Wait. Yo, can you hear me? Fool? Yes, sir. This is Peter. What's up?
You may hear him in the background. He is wrong, however, because Isaiah Thomas did something that no other player could do in that game.
Because I still got to put you on air. No. You're just talking with your boy. But I'm going to put you on air.
We have a caller coming on right now.
No, he's not on yet.
He'll be on in a second.
Let me turn on the music while this is going on. Just turn on the next song.
We're going to put on our next song.
Yeah, you can't curse. Hang on.
It's going to be Crime Pays by Freddie Gibbs and Madlib.
Sorry, I'm working tech.
Yeah. Out, I seen brighter day. Once this shit get knee high, boy, you living, you die by this gang. Homeboy just caught HIV, he living, he die by this soul. Have we ever hit the same bitch before? Ain't nobody know. Have we ever hit the same bitch before with nobody business? Niggas be fucking these hoes and say fuck insurance and Dr. Viz. In the system, just a number listed on the page. Made it through my whole month with my lights out. I seen brighter days. What's this shit getting neat? How boy, you living, you die by this game. Bitch, don't touch my body, cause I put your body all off in the body slang. You ain't gonna hurt nobody, go body for body, boy, we the body gang. The hoe that you brought her to Cali, boy, she only fucking with you cause you fucking with Kane. Thought she was losing her credit with niggas like you that just ain't got enough on their name. Thought I would front you another one, niggas like you that just ain't got enough on the books. Talking that shit in the group, but when niggas come shoot at you, you could do nothing but look. My niggas done bust a phone nickel on your nigga, busting that he on the shit bag. His homie done borrowed the car and he got it shot up, now I know that this bitch mad. You steadily calling my phone and you huffing and puffing cause they had your bitch ducking. And Rocket and went and bought Jeezy a pair of new shoes, that nigga was dick sucking, goddamn dick sucking ass nigga. Thank you.
Jared, what's up? How you doing? We got a caller. Let's put him on.
Yo, are we live in Tufts?
Yes, we are. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford Radio. You're listening to First Class with Jared and Peter. How you doing? Who's calling?
This is Jack Lockhart from Swampscott, Massachusetts, coming out of St. John's Prep, repping Providence College. What is up, guys?
Providence College. Yeah, nothing much is up out here. We were talking about some Boston sports moments. We were wondering, Jack Lockhart, what are your top five Patriots games? Number one.
Ooh. So, top five, right? Number one, Patriots versus the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
Hang on. I'm sorry for interrupting. I forgot to ask one question. Man, it was your birthday yesterday, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, considering right now it was 2:31 in the morning on November 4th, yesterday was in fact my birthday. I turned 20 years old. The big two decades.
We love to hear that from both of us here at First Class with Jared and Peter. We wish you a happy belated birthday.
Well, God bless the two of you, and God bless the United States of America.
Goddamn right.
Yes,
you
sir.
Goddamn right.
All right. Number one at a 28-3 comeback's pretty nice. It's pretty nice.
I need to hear beyond this though. We've been there.
Let's hear some random.
Let me tell you something. All right. I was in Nate Stern's basement. Nate Stern. I'm going to tell you something, guys. He had a beautiful mug. I mean, this woman rocked it. I mean, you couldn't make her up in your dreams, right? I mean, and I did a couple times. But here's the thing about Melissa Stern. She invited all of us over to her house. We had M&M's, calzones, pizza in the basement, right? And we're eating them. We're munching them. We're having a great time, right? And it's the Patriots down. Tom Brady's looking at his feet at the bench, and there's this chubby little fella. His name's Danny, right? I'm not going to reveal his last name. That would be messed up of me, all right? But guess what? I'm not going to do that. So he's like, yo, it's over. But guess what? I believe. All right? And a lot of people believe. I don't know what you guys believed in that moment. That was a very righteous moment, all right? When people saw Christ getting crucified on the cross, all right, that was a big moment for a lot of people. But guess what? Some held faith, all right? And that's why we're a Christian today. So guess what? We're here today. We see this. And it's one of the greatest things I've ever seen. I mean, James White died on the cross for our sins.
I agree with that.
Man, a great man. You know what? Where would we be without James White?
Wait.
He had 13 catches that day.
Hang on. I'm getting a buzzing in alert here. It's saying that Jack Lockhart had predictions the Patriots this season would go 12-5.
It's still in play.
Is this true? Are these allegations true?
It's still in play.
Hang on. Are these allegations true?
Listen, the losers of Salem City, they might have something to say. And guess what? The losers of Salem City, they might have had some success this year. And that's okay. But guess what? Whenever you pray for hate, your expectations will ultimately be denied, all right? And the path of righteous men is beset on all sides by the inequities and the tyranny of evil men.
So you're not conceding?
Well, if we're going down this road, Peter said that Jason Tatum was worse than Julius Randle last year.
Well, and guys, I just have to say this. Peter Kane, he's just, you know, he's got something up his ears. All right.
Butter, oh, sure.
Jam. Petroleum jelly. I don't know what's up with him.
I see him put Vaseline in his ears every day.
I don't know if
you have it. All right.
All right. After the Patriots Falcons though.
No.
Speed it up. Let's hear some other Patriots games. We know about that one. I have one on my mind that I need you to mention. I have one on my mind that I need you to mention.
Wait, thoughts on Mac Jones.
You want me to talk about Mac Jones?
I want to hear these games first.
What game do you want? Do you want to hear about the games or Mac Jones?
The games. You had one. We need at least three.
Okay. Totally fine. Patriots versus Seahawks.
All right.
Let's talk about this, right? I have cried, right? Tears for my tear ducks in two Patriots games, right? One was the Falcons, we just talked about, right? I mean, I don't know if you guys can hear the passion in my voice, but I really care about the Patriots. This was the second one, or I guess I should say the primary one, because when I saw Malcolm Butler get that touchdown, or touchdown, that was a inconclusive statement. When I saw Malcolm Butler get an interception, I literally streaked down the street naked, and I was 13 years old. If you
did what?
That, you should go to jail.
That's like, you know, unbelievable.
You should have gone to jail. That's still illegal.
When you see something like that, when you guys see something like that,
how is that? What's the reaction there?
Your life?
What?
Did anyone like say anything?
Well, no. I mean, it's Swampscott in Massachusetts. I mean, it's
Bond Street. It's Bond Street, isn't it?
Yeah. Bond Street, it's a good place. You know, there's a lot of good people. No child predators. They weren't looking at my little ding-a-ling. You know, it was only 2 inches.
All right. Number three, I have one on my mind that isn't a Super Bowl, but I'm curious to see what you think.
Which game? So even though we've lost this game, I would actually say one of the most memorable games for me was Patriots versus the Broncos in the AFC Championship. And the Patriots lost this game.
On the last play of the game?
The Patriots, the game we lost?
The Gronk to Gronk in the end zone couldn't complete it at the end. I remember that one.
No, dude, it broke my heart. But here's the thing, you know. It's not really about who wins and loses. And, you know, for this matter,
terrible take.
Bring in the fact another game. Well, you know what, Peter?
That's a Tatum-loving take.
There's nothing wrong with loving Jason Tatum.
All right? Jason Tatum is going to win the MVP.
That's absolutely true.
Oh, great. Oh, wonderful. Jason Tatum wins the NBA regular season MVP. And all of a sudden, he fumbles and falls apart in the Golden State Warriors finals again and loses us a championship. Oh, amazing.
This guy's a hater.
Bam Adebayo done that Jason Tatum
hasn't done. Bam Adebayo's points are down. His rebounds are down. His assists are down. Everything's down. He's a fraud. He's been proven a fraud.
How many Subway commercials does Bam Adebayo have about him having no rings? Why is he, dude? Why do I gotta watch Tatum fall apart and then watch him on Subway talk about having no rings?
Bam Adebayo would pimp his mother out to get Jason Tatum's money.
Can you remind me how many championships David Pastrnak has? None. And you don't hate on him. You never hate on him.
All right. Well, how many commercials does Pastrnak have about
Tatum
having zero
is
rings?
Better in the NBA than Pastrnak is in the NHL, and you don't give him any
you know
respect.
What? You know
and
what?
You don't give
Pastrnak
him any respect.
Didn't have the worst finals appearance in literally history.
Pastrnak and didn't play more minutes than any player.
You guys would be slurping on him if he was Tatum. If he was anywhere near comparable to Jason freaking Tatum.
Comparable? Right? I don't want nobody comparable to him. He fell apart in the finals. No dog. No dog in him.
Is the closest thing since Larry freaking
Bird.
Oh, that's rich. That is rich. That is rich. That is rich. Larry Bird couldn't freaking water. No, Jason Tatum could not water Larry Bird's plants. Jason Tatum couldn't freaking make Larry Bird a sandwich. It's not even close.
Jason Tatum is going to be... Jason Tatum is going to be the first Celtic ever to average 30 points in a season this year. Mark my words. Larry Bird never did that. You can hate all you want.
Jared, I'm about to throw you out the building.
Regardless, you're missing a Patriots game right there. And I'm thinking we go back a little. You said you don't care about the wins or losses, but I'll give you one better. 2014 divisional round versus the Baltimore Ravens. Maybe the greatest football game other than the Falcons game that I've ever watched. 2 14-point comebacks, the first passing attempt of Julian Edelman's career, maybe the most epic football playoff game I've ever seen.
I have a take. Listen, this is a great point, and I stand by you in acknowledging this, but I have one question for you to ask Peter first. What's his JBA record without me?
That's off. That does not... Let's stick to the general target audience here. Huh? Nobody knows. The JBA has been defunct since LeVar Ball unfunded it.
Defunct?
It's been defunct. The JBA, the Junior Basketball Association, which LeVar started. And let's not forget LiAngelo
Yeah, I was gonna say
was filthy in that league. LiAngelo Ball was the best player in the JBA.
Was a propaganda operation to get people to think that LiAngelo Ball can play basketball. That guy sucks.
So exactly sucking is averaging 50 points a game and 20 rebounds and 20 assists.
If I didn't play defense and I cherry picked on every single play and I weighed 260 pounds and just back people down in a league that was literally high schoolers, yeah, I think I could do what he did. There's a reason he has never made an NBA roster. LiAngelo Ball is terrible at basketball.
Ever thought it's because China owns the NBA and he's a criminal in China?
That has nothing to do with it.
Literally is like the NBA's one of their biggest audiences. Guess what LiAngelo Ball did in China?
He stole a pair of sunglasses.
Tell me, what did LiAngelo Ball do in China?
Listen, I mean, I just think, and guys,
we also got to play another song soon. Hang on.
If you live in the United States of America, you agree with this. It's just time we bend the knee to the CCP. All right?
Okay. All right, we got to move on. We're going to put on a song here, all right? I'm going to take you off air, but then I can keep talking to you for a sec, but then we got to move on, all right? We're going to play our next song here.
All right, coming up next. Thank you, Jack Lockhart. Thank you, Jack Lockhart. But our next song is going to be... Peter?
Haziest View by Joey Badass. Let's hear it. Jack, are you still on? Oh.
Yo. Microphone check. While I sing it to my Jesus, you ain't running with the apes yet. Apex at the Empire State neck. Ain't no crown, my niggas take that. In the state of mind, got the state facts. Suspect, nigga, get your wig pushed back tonight to 1999. Who'd have thought that 19, I might be in my prime. Thought of the right scheme, everything else anon. Here's a penny for your thoughts, another one. Eventually the dream was bought. Now that's a real mind fuck. Might fuck up your mind if you're lighting up. Make sure the tickets tighten up. If you tough, I'm a titan like Zeus, I enlighten them. Kick flows till it's kung fu fighting them. Is it him? Is it you who was nice to some? I don't see nobody, no. I don't see nobody, no. And we probably should betray the two. But I can see what I can't relate to. Hey, Jesus, will I ever get to see you through my hazels? And we probably should betray the two. But I can see what I can't relate to. Hey, Jesus, will I ever get to see you through my hazels? You rap niggas ain't safe, yeah. I keep the bombs in my basement. When I detonate, you can feel the vibrations. I got your mind shaking. Am I right? My life gon' spark for generations. One day my voice will be heard on every radio station. Cause fake to real ratio changing in this. Every day living in this life, I see that in every way they wanna see my life deceased. But I survive. The question is for how long? Since my homie died, I've been trying to hold on. The happy days of my life is now all gone. But I cope with that. We not smoking, writing these songs. But it's, should I stay? Should I go? Oh, should I stay? Should I go? Oh, I don't know. Lord, please let me know. And we probably should betray the two. But I can see what I can't relate to. Hey, Jesus, will I ever get to see you through my hazels? And we probably should betray the two. But I can see what I can't relate to. Hey, Jesus, will I ever get to see you through my hazels? Everything cool like in a state of mind. That the state of mind correct. Cool, calm, collect, deflect the corrupt. With intellect, I talk too much. The jig is up, he is risen up. From a division of most kings. With they vision, position for precision. It's mind splitting and soul uplifting. But still feel so trapped in the soulless. And we probably should betray the two. But I can see what I can't relate to. Hey, Jesus, will I ever get to see you through my hazels? And we probably should betray the two. But I can see what I can't relate to. Hey, Jesus, will I ever get to see you through my hazels?
Will I see you through my hazels, you? Will I see you through my hazels, you? If I see you through my hazels, you? See you through my hazels, view. See you through my hazels, my hazels, my hazels, my hazels, my hazels, view. And I see you.
are selling Johnson & Johnson. I started out as a baby face monster. No wonder it's diaper rash on my conscience. My teething ring was numb by that nonsense. Gemstar razor and a dinner plate. Arm and hammer and a mason jar, that's my dinner date. Then crack the window in the kitchen, let it ventilate. Cause I let it sizzle on the stove like a minute steak. Nigga, I was cracking the school zone. Two beepers on me, started jacket that was two-tone. Four lockers, four different bitches got they mule on. Black Ferris Bueller cutting school with his jewels on. Couldn't do wrong with a chest full of chains and an arm full of watches. What I sell for pain in the hood, I'm a doctor. Chivago, tried to fight the urge like Ivan Drago. If he dies, he dies. Like Doughboy to Trey, if he rides, he rides. Throwing punches in his room, if he cries, he cries. We don't drink away the pain. When a nigga die, we add a link to the chain. Inscribe a nigga name in your flesh. We playing on a higher game of chess. Once you delegate his bills, who gon' fuck his bitch the best? A million megapixels of the Pyrex. Started on the scale, did you tell my only Timex? Nigga, this is timeless. Simply cause it's honest. Pure as the fumes that be fucking with my sinus. Nigga, this is Simon Says. Simon Red. Blood on your diamond till you dying dead. Yeah. Yeah.
You wanna see a dead body? Instrumentals from my mama's Christmas party. Troubles on my mind. I still smell crime. My little brother crying. Smokers repeatedly bind my Sega Genesis. Either that or my auntie was stealing it. Hit the pipe and start filling it. Ooh, wee, cut me some slack. We never did that. This was different. Jeez Louise, please help me relax. Quantum physics could never show you the world I was in when I was 10. Back when 9 ounces had got you 10. And 9 times out of 10, niggas don't pay attention. And when there's tension in the air, nines come with extensions. My daddy turned a quarter piece to a 4.5. Took a L, started selling soap fiends, bubble bath. Broke his nails, misusing his pinky to treat his nose. Shirt buttoned open, taco meat land on his gold. I said, daddy, one day I'ma get you right with 36 sips. 1,000 grams of cocaine, then your name will be rich. Now you can rack it up or sell it soft as leather interior. Drop some ice cubes in it, Debo hard perimeters. He said, son, how come you think you'll be my connect? I said, pops, your ass is washed up with all due respect. He said, well, nigga, then show me how it all makes sense. Go figure, motherfucker, every verse is a brick. Yo, son, dope, nigga. Now reap what you sowed, nigga.
Please reap what you sowed, nigga.
I was born in 87, my granddaddy a legend. Now the same shit that y'all was smoking is my profession. Let's get it.
All right, that was some Pusha T. Jared, I know you just went to his concert. How was that?
It was wonderful. He truly is one of the best rappers alive, in my opinion. And he performed that song, Nostalgia, featuring Kendrick Lamar, one of my favorites. If you never have, I urge you to go look up the meaning of Kendrick Lamar's verse on that song. I sound like a nerd. I am. But it'll blow your mind. Trust me, it will blow your mind.
That's dope. Dude, I saw Pusha T live once, and on the back of his set, I saw this in San Francisco. I went to Outside Lands this past summer.
Yeah, he never shuts up about it.
Yeah, all right. And in the back of his set, I saw Pusha T. I was right up close to it. It was really cool. And in the back of his set, he had instructions on how
yeah,
to...
Yeah, he had that at ours,
on
too.
How to do
how
some
to,
stuff.
It's how to... Yeah.
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 It was a baking recipe, cooking recipe.
Yeah,
or
it fits in with his... With
yeah,
his,
it was cool. I was taking notes.
We read a book about that in high school one time.
Yeah.
And the guy who wrote it's about to be the governor of Maryland.
You know, Jared, speaking of high school, you do a lot of learning in high school. I did a lot of learning this past week. I had to do a Spanish presentation, right? And this Spanish presentation was on Cuba, specifically the Revolucion, La Revolucion. Before the revolution, during the revolution, and after the revolution. I had to talk all about it in Spanish. And one thing I learned really interesting is that before the revolution... Cuba was famous for these crazy casinos and like luxury horse races and country clubs, and like Frank Sinatra would go down there and hang out with the mafia. There's a picture of that. It's ridiculous. But also there was crazy inequality. Like it was just one side was crazy rich with casinos and all that. The other side was just inequality. So, Jared, what do you think about inequality?
You know, inequality is terrible. And that brings us into today's public service announcement. Numbers to think about regarding world wealth distribution. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined, according to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos.
My favorite. That was the best one.
These 8 men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. That is numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Jared, absolutely spectacular job.
Thank you, and I really do believe in the message that those numbers are sending.
I do just have one criticism. It says numbers to think about. This should be numbers to talk about. Thinking about this doesn't really do much.
Absolutely.
Just thinking about it, just noticing it. Why can't we start talking about this? I honestly didn't really know that.
And it's gotten worse since then. These numbers are from 2017.
They're from 2017. I'm sure it's gotten much worse. So if you just think about it, nothing's going to change. If you start talking about it, spreading the word, that's where the real action gets done. So
if
we could change this to be called numbers to talk about, I would love it a lot more.
Yeah, and maybe when an overzealous billionaire tries to use his money to buy a social media platform, we should step up and stop it. Maybe.
Well,
that's something to think about.
It's something to think about. It's also something that I don't know. What's wrong with Musk owning Twitter?
I think it's inherently bad for the public discourse for an individual billionaire to own a social media platform like that in the first place.
Who do you think it used to be owned
by? A lot of different people.
I mean,
and someone who founded it, not someone who came in and bought it to shape it in whatever twisted image they're looking for.
Twisted image? Bro, I mean, you don't think that Jack Dorsey also had his own agenda with Twitter?
I don't think Jack Dorsey ever owned nearly as much of Twitter as Elon Musk does now.
You don't think he had a say? All right, fine. Jack Dorsey aside, bro, there is individuals in charge of making things happen. They literally had deals with the government to restrict certain talk. And I'm not saying censorship on some level on social media, yeah, that's necessary, especially when it's promoting violence, racism, anything bad. I agree with that. But I also think that it's a business transaction. I'm not so sure why you think Musk is just going to go out and shape it to his evilest wishes. Where does the notion he's evil come from?
I think he's an erratic individual. And I think that, look at his Twitter feed.
Why do
you
say
need.
He's erratic?
I think he's deeply misguided in that, maybe in a money corrupts all type way. He does things and tweets things with no consequence. And when anyone says, like the other day when he retweeted a fake news article.
Him bringing a sink in?
That's not what I said. When he retweeted a fake news, literal fake news article about
Nancy Pelosi thing?
The husband of the Speaker of the House, he said that the crazy conspiracy theory based off no...
So he's not allowed to tweet facts what he wants?
So now you're saying he doesn't have a responsibility to promote the truth? It's 100% okay?
As an owner of a corporation, sure.
No, as an individual with 115 million followers on Twitter, you think it's not irresponsible to post something that is factually incorrect and then say, I think there's more to think about here? And
well,
that all man right,
Jared,
is,
first of all, I got to say, I don't know the what you're talking about. I don't know this myself, and I don't really just... that's not something I can speak on, all right?
It's
my issue
simple,
here
though.
Is with just you automatically assume... All right, you know what? Let's inequality's bad. And next up, we have a Forbidden Fruit featuring Kendrick Lamar. This is by J. Cole off his album Born Sinner, released in 2013, produced by Roc Nation LLC. And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Radio.
And in this metaphor, you can think of Twitter as the Forbidden Fruit. Right,
all right, yeah, you can think of whatever you want, but also let's talk about inequality, okay? So Let's see what this sounds like.
Me and my bitch took a little trip down to the garden, took a little dip. Apple juice falling from her lips, took a little sip, boom. Little sip, took a little sip. Took a little sip, took a little, took a little, took a little sip.
Hey yo, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, where niggas hold texts like they mad at the ref. That's why I keep a cross on my chest, either that or a vest. Do you believe that Eve had Adam in check? And if so, you gotta expect to sip juice from the forbidden fruit and get loose. Cold is the king, most definite. My little black book thicker than the Old Testament. Niggas pay for head, but the pussy so separate. Same bitch giving brains to the minister. The same reason they call Mrs. C the finisher. Forbidden fruit, watch for the Adam's apple. Slick with words, don't hate me, son. What you eat don't make me shit, and who you fuck don't make me come. Put a price on my head, won't make me run. Try to kill me, but it can't be done, cause my words gon' live forever. You put two and two together, cold here forever.
Me and my bitch took a little trip down to the garden, took a little dip. Oh no, apple juice falling from my lips, took a little sip. Boom. Bitches come and go,
you know that.
Money come and go,
you know that.
Love come and go,
don't shit last.
Bitches come and go,
you know that.
Money come and go,
you know that.
Love come and go,
don't shit last. Take a seat, baby girl, you've been all on my mind. I know I ain't called, got a part of my grind. Just copped the Maroon 5, no Adam Levine. Came a man by myself, only father was time. I know that she relate, baby daddy ain't shit. So she raised that nigga kids, but she swallowing mine. And that's why you all on my mind. All on my line, like calling number nine. Cause a nigga popping like Harlem in the 9-7. Way before Mace was a reverend, I was a young nigga making A's at 11 or 12. Trying to get a taste of the heaven or hell. Only time gonna tell. Fuck her while I'm on my home, baby, don't yell. How many records do a nigga gotta sell just to get the cover of the double XL? A fader, fuck your magazine hater. When I say that I'm the greatest, I ain't talking about later. I'ma drop the album same day as Kanye, just to show the boys the man now, like Wanye. And I don't mean no disrespect, I praise legends, but this what's next. The boy sick, can't disaffect. Life's a bitch and the pussy's wet. My clip is loaded and this is the kisser. Death, blah.
Me and my bitch took a little trip down to the garden, took a little dip. Oh no, apple juice falling from my lips, took a little sip. Boom. Bitches come and go,
you know that.
Money come and go,
you know that.
Love come and go,
don't shit last.
Bitches come and go,
you know that.
Money come and go,
you know that.
Love come and go,
don't shit last. Don't shit last. And you know that. The hell got hot, didn't melt. Only man above me is God himself. All these other niggas is below me. Word to Fife, Q-Tip, Ali and Jarobi. What up, Queens? Cole is the king, and you know that. Started with a dollar and a dream, and you know that. Never give a bird but your ring, you should know that. Bitch. Bitch. That should be my new ad-lib. Bitch. I got a new one. I finally got a cool ad-lib. Like some cool shit. Bitch. I be at all the shows, everybody be like, bitch. Bitch, bitch. Or you can do the low cool shit. Bitch.
Yo, 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 pull over right here, here it go. Yeah, pull over right here. To the right, pull over. All right, look, park right here, I'ma be out. It'll be like 30 minutes tops, it'll be like 30 minutes. I'll be right back out. All right, cool.
Bitches come and go. Bitches come and go.
Yo, yo, what up? What's poppin'? I'm back. Yo, you got that piece ready for me?
You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Forbidden Fruit by J. Cole. Up next, The World Is Yours by Nas.